95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog Show. Proud to bring back our chit chat segment on The Morning Hog. Sheriff Mike Chitwood back in the house. Sorry, you made intern Steve Wu for you. How about that?
Good morning. Good morning.
He's trying to win some points with you. Listen, things have changed a little bit since we spoke last, and this county is back open for business to a certain extent. What has been your evaluation so far of the rollout?
I think it's going well from what we've seen. A majority of Volusia County residents understand the seriousness of it, but also understand there's a proper way to get back to business. And, you know, I think one of the things that I don't want to demean, I don't want in any way besmirch the memory of anybody whose loved one passed away from coronavirus, but, you know, I think as we speak, there's been 31 deaths. 19 of those deaths have occurred in nursing homes. Wow. We've had more Volusia County residents die of drug overdoses and suicides during this pandemic.
Wow.
I think there's been over 500, almost 600 residences were flagged. That number will always grow, never go down, but there's actively 200 and maybe 54 or 64 that are being monitored right now. So, you know, when you compare us to New York and some other places, we're in a pretty good spot.
Well, I appreciate you giving us those numbers, because we've discussed the numbers and the stats versus maybe some real applications of those. And that one right there is, you know, certainly it tells you something about the impact of it in this county. Has there been from your on the job perspective, has there been any increase in people doing the wrong thing since they've been available or has been made available to them to go outside and do some more stuff?
Yeah, when we compare crime stats year to year, month to month, previous year, previous 2 years, when you compare the first, I don't know how many weeks of the year we're into now, to the same period of time this year to last year, there's been, I think, 37 more crimes in Volusia County in our bailiwick than we had last year. And of those 37, I think something like 20 of them are additional or stolen cars or larceny car breaks.
Oh, yeah, that's
And of
right.
those stolen cars, we're not talking actual cars. You know, if your golf cart gets stolen, that counts as a stolen auto. If your ATV gets stolen, that counts as a stolen auto. So we've seen an increase in ATVs and golf carts. Obviously, it's kids.
And since restaurants and stuff like that have been open, have you been getting any calls that are about social distancing not being followed?
We get a couple of them. You know, I appreciate the people that call in, but, you know, let's talk reality here. Going out and enforcing social distancing or saying that a restaurant isn't at 25% capacity, that really shouldn't be a matter for law enforcement. And while I support the governor, I think he was wrong in doing that. That's a matter for code enforcement and a matter for the health department to be going out and doing. Because I'm going to be real honest with you. If you tell me to go to a place that has the seating for 310 people and tell me what 25% of 310 is, I fail. And right. if I get it right, what do I do if there's six people over? I go to a table of family six and say, you got to leave?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, some of it is just ridiculous.
That's 77 and a half people.
Oh, Sheriff. Wait. You use your calculator app, didn't you?
77 and a half. What am I supposed to do with that half?
That's right.
That's a child, Sheriff.
You have to hope there's a baby in there. That is Volusia County.
I'm not going to ask what a half person is, but, you know.
That is Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood joining us again for another chit chat. It's certainly feels a little bit more normal to see retail stores somewhat soft opening and the Volusia County Mall being back in business. Does that make things any easier on you that you don't have these vacant buildings that might otherwise draw some people to mess around? Is it better to have places in operation?
Absolutely. You know, it's good to have the places open. It's good to have people back to work. It's good to have our community start to get moving again. Hey, I got my hair cut yesterday for the first time in 6 weeks.
Oh.
You know, and normally I religiously get my hair cut every 2 weeks. I mean, I don't have a lot of hair, but to be able to walk into the barbershop was just a great thing. To, you know, get a shave and a haircut was fantastic.
Well, you know, as far as normalcy goes, I'm sure that no one would like to see that more than you, because you've had to go out, as a guy mentioned, you had to go out and still have to enforce these things that you would otherwise never have to go out and enforce. And I know we talked about it last time. It's probably good to get back to the same old rotation of missteps that the public may make that you may have to enforce, right?
Well, I can tell you that the deputies and basically all law enforcement in Volusia County have not missed a beat. Because if you look even through the crisis, while our arrests are down big time and we have a big drop in arrests, but our clearance rate, which is our ability to solve a crime once it occurs, is running into the highest it's ever been. So that means that every arrest that the deputies are making are a high-quality arrest for an offense, burglary, robbery, a shooting, a stolen car, or a car break. So that's a good thing that they're on their A-game, and I can't be prouder of them for that.
That's great. Well, the Volusia County deputies obviously are out there working hard for you, and I know there was so much time spent on the front end of this stay-at-home order that you spent going out and taking food to these first responders, these critical care workers and stuff. What have you heard back from those folks as again things begin to be a little bit more normal? Is the need for assistance for them still as high as it was, or are you having to make food runs as much as you were?
I don't know if the need is there. I think the appreciation should not wane on that. And I think that is something that all of us, I know that I don't think I've ever been prouder of my profession than during this pandemic because of the outpouring of support from our community. I mean, the donations that we got of protective equipment, masks, gloves, sanitizer. I mean, I can't tell you, we probably got tens of thousands of dollars donated to us in those items for our first line responders. And the same holds true with the fire, EMS, and with nurses. And I think all of us look at that and the doctors and we say, wow, our community really, really rallied around us and really appreciated us. And I think that's the big takeaway for me as we move out of this pandemic.
That's Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood joining us. Another Chit Chat on a Friday. More coming up with the Sheriff on the Morning Hog Show on 95.7 The Hog.